Keith Peters reporting students across the country are protesting the Israel-Hamas war. Correspondent Julie Walker reports from Columbia University.
About 60 tents make up an encampment on the lawn where they're supposed to be holding graduation soon. Students have been protesting since last Wednesday. Maddox, a freshman, is one of them.
This is the closest immediate form of control I have over the situation is what the university that I pay tuition to is doing, and if they have money invested.
But not everyone at the school is on board, like sophomore McCole.
It's been posing a disruption to a lot of campus.
She says as a Jewish student, she feels unsettled by some of the hostility she's heard about. At Columbia, I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine, for the first time, has begun using long-range ballistic missiles provided secretly by the United States, bombing a Russian military airfield in Crimea last week and Russian forces in another occupied area overnight. Joint Chiefs of Staff Vice Chairman Admiral Christopher Grady says the U.S. thought long and hard about when to provide Ukraine with long-range ballistic missiles after worrying about the potential for escalating the war with Russia.
The boss made this decision. The time is right to provide these based on where the fight is right now. I think it was very well considered decision. We really wrung it out. But again, anytime you introduce a new system, anytime you introduce any change into a battlefield, you have to think through the escalatory nature of it.
President Biden has announced that he's immediately rushing badly needed weaponry to Ukraine now that he's signed into law a $95 billion war aid measure that also includes aid for Israel, Taiwan, and other allies. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 42 points, the Nasdaq rose 16. This is SRN News. The Biden administration makes changes to Title IX.
The landmark 1972 legislation was designed to provide for and protect women's athletics in the nation's schools and universities. But critics say the new rules just announced by the administration, which would expand Title IX to include sexual orientation and gender identity, undermine its original purpose. Those new rules will allow men to compete against women in sports and are almost certain to trigger lawsuits. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews in Tunisia who organize an annual pilgrimage to one of the world's oldest synagogues are planning a scaled-down event next month. They cite concerns about security less than a year after a deadly shooting there shook their community. Thousands regularly make the journey to the 2,600-year-old building in Djerba, the North African island, where many of Tunisia's remaining 1,500 Jews reside. This is SRN News. Antitrust regulators in the United Kingdom are paying close attention to the fast-moving artificial intelligence industry. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
British competition regulators say they'll scrutinize recent artificial intelligence deals by Microsoft and Amazon over concerns that the moves could thwart competition in the AI industry. The authority adds it's looking into Microsoft's partnership with Francis Mistral AI and the company's hiring of key staff from another startup, Inflection AI. The watchdog's also separately announced it's investigating Amazon's $4 billion investment in San Francisco-based Anthropic. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden's signing of legislation that could ban TikTok in the U.S. runs counter to his campaign's embrace of the platform and its outreach to influencers. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.